Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which is the stepson of this year. I don't know. Someone said tonight we should make Marav 8:45, so that the 8 o'clock Shiurim could go Beritzifus, instead of breaking up in the middle. So I didn't remember anymore why we said 8:30. Like, we didn't think it through, maybe. Like, what would be with Bernstein Shear? If it's 8:45, so he could still learn with the kids at 8:15 till 8:45, he can learn with the kids. That would be bad for the kids. Okay. I mean, I'm not saying that should govern everything, but that would work out for him. Because he wants to learn with the kids for half hour, and then they should have a Meyer. Or Meyer, and then learn for half hour. That is not learning with them. Yeah. But what? I mean, they'll lose 15 minutes. I mean, they'll come to Meyer when they stay to learn. So they'll come at 8:45 instead of coming at 8:30. I wonder how many people there are like that, but I hear. Yeah. Okay. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, we're in Simon Mem Gimel making a bracha during the meal. We learned about if fruit is a course that is satiating to you. Sivot. Maisa ofe. Zucker kichen. So a yeast cake sprinkled with sugar. Or tort. Sponge cake, I don't know. Mendel kichen. Chadoim emoichol mehen machmas ra'ovon kadeilus bo'am mehen. Here's the point. If you're eating it during the meal as a to fill yourself up, ainot zorech levarech aleihem. Avol emochel mehem rak l'tainug, it's dessert, and you're eating it not because you don't anticipate dessert. You know you're getting dessert. But for dessert means you're doing it to have a sweet taste in your mouth. You're having it for pleasure, not for to fill you up. Yesh sofek bebracha. It's apparently it's possible to kiss them. So it's a suffix. Valken roy lodo v'chavim b'shav b'chus amol si lift kor koma shayach v'minum elu. We don't make a bracha on these things anyway because we hold the other rabbi the suffix hamotzi. So you don't have to make another. You wouldn't have to make another bracha. Because you made a motzi. Al ken roi lodom l'chavim b'shav z'bichus a motzi l'tzer kol ma sh'yochem emin ha'melu. Is there a chelik sheni here? Mishnah Berurah, chelik sheni. Is there a chelik sheni?
It says
you have to have
the kavanah. What? It says you have to have the kavanah.
But when you're going to be eating one of these cakes, I got it here.
That's not big enough.
Don't
get more.
No, we don't need more. Unless it ruins the table, so we should get more. Will you ruin the table? I don't think so. Thank you.
Paint on the cart.
What?
Only the paint on the cart.
Well, if you anticipate eating such a cake, that's a suffix you should have in mind when you make a motzi. Mishnah Berurah 168. The Yochelu b'toch Hasuda, Shlo Machmas Hasuda, Tunim Bracha. Okay, see, the Mishnah Berurah says that all possible bekisnim, you have to make a mazonos. Wait, but in the Bir Halacha he says that's meikar adin, where if you know what possible bekisnim is, avol didon the mesafkina bebasabal bekisnim whether it's hamotzi or muzonos. And the mechaber paskins lahokel that you don't have to make hamotzi, but mashenkin bin yoneinu to say it's for sure pasabon bekissin and you have to make a muzonos, that way is the kula. If you're making a bracha that way, other abosovik something about the lahokel, and maybe it's a min pas and you have to make hamotzi. So in this case, you don't have to make a bracha at all. Therefore, you do not make a bracha on pasabon bekissin, which is just about all of our cakes and cookies, unless it meets all the criteria of a pasabon bekissin, which means it's nikar, that it's nilosh, the kneading was with milk or apple juice or the like, and it's brittle, it's thin and brittle. Bottom line, if you eat something needed with made dates during the meal, lekach, kichlach, you don't make a bracha during the meal, even if you're eating it for dessert, for a sweet taste. If you eat something filled with fruit, I don't know what, an apple kugel, is mamish part of the meal, mamish. Like it's tofel to the main
apple
course.
Pie.
Apple pie.
Apple pie.
He's more note them. He says, listen, rope post can hold it's possible to kiss them. Rope post can hold the puzzles, get them, so then you can make a mazonos on it. Right? Sorry, he doesn't give a definitive psak, or it doesn't look like it to me. He just says, according to those who. If you want to go make a mazonos on any of these things, he says, good. I think you're better off not making the zonos on anything. Except if it meets all the criteria of possible. Unless it meets all the criteria of possible. Can't hear you, I'm sorry.
Throughout the whole siman, bringing down all different cases of sefik grapha. Now, would it be safe to say that if you do get into a sefik grapha is lahakel and not at all?
I don't know. We learned the whole siman. Every sif had a different halacha, so we'll follow the halacha. I stated here. What do you want to do? Say all of them. The din is you don't make a bracha. Some of them you said you do make a bracha. Well, if you're in a suffix and you don't know what the halacha is, you're supposed to look it up.
Isn't the plain halacha
something that was the hakel? No. Yeah, but sufik doesn't mean if you don't know, that's not a sufik. There's a lot of things you don't know, it doesn't mean it's a sufik. It means you don't know. The Gemara actually talks about not knowing and says a person doesn't know hilchos brachos, so you should go learn it. I guess it means it's negeya every day, it's very, very negeya. Let's learn the Lil Sif in Simon Mem Gimel. Imacha Gemara Suda. Kodem bichas hamozon sheis a kofi de la akel hamozon sheochal tzorich levarach ala bracha rishona. Apparently there's a difference between something coming to aid in digestion and something coming to aid in appetite. Kimashu bo la akel, something that's coming to help in the digestion, eino nechsha mitzorche asuda, it's not called tzorche suda. I would think, yeah, actually I would think something that aids in digestion is not part of the suda.
Would tea fall in the same category as coffee?
Yeah, why not? I mean, it's the same idea. If he's drinking it, kedei la'akel hamozon shebemeyov, to help with the digesting process, then you do make a bracha rishona.
It would be water you don't
make. Yeah, I guess so. Why not? Yeah.
When don't you make a bracha?
When you're drinking it because you're thirsty, then it's part of
you.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
When don't you make a bracha?
Who said when you drink water? In the meal, I'm talking about in the meal. If you drink water during a meal because the person washes for a meal and he's drinking water because he's thirsty, he doesn't make shahakol. For sure not.
Good. Not in the meal. Drinks water.
Because he's thirsty, he makes a bracha.
Not thirsty, and he's doing it for a side reason.
Like what?
Okay, we know for medicine, you don't.
What?
Helps his digestion. He's not thirsty. He just wants to help his digestion.
Theoretically, you wouldn't make a bracha, but you have to be careful. If you live in the Middle East, really, your body might be nehenna from the water also. He has to make a judgment call. It's hard. Because if it quenches his thirst, according to the medical profession, you have to drink 8 cups of water a day. So if he didn't hit his quota yet, it's beneficial to him to drink it.
What? Did he make a bracha to change their mind or not?
They went down to 7 or up to 9.
I didn't find any evidence for anything.
What? That you don't get dehydrated.
A lot of water. You have to drink water. You have to drink a lot of water every day. There's no research to show 7, 8, or 9. Just one wise step. Drink lots of water.
Anyways.
So in that case, you do make a bracha if you're trying to just.
If what?
You just want to fill your quota.
You just want to.
You feel like it.
That's a shiloh. That's a. I don't know. They asked the gadol of that. I don't hear a clear answer. If you're drinking to fill your quota of 8 cups a day, they almost certainly do not make a bracha. But if you're drinking, because you're going on a trip, so you're drinking so that the body should store the water and use it, then also you would not make a bracha. We come up tov lebarach al mat. Sugar, sugar, bichashakol, lifter, gamasak coffee. When you serve it after the meal. So that's really schwer not to make a bracha on it. So best you should make a shakol on a bite of sugar, because they shred sugar in cubes. And, yeah. Okay.
If someone's not necessarily hungry at the end of the meal.
What?
What if someone's not necessarily hungry at the end of the meal?
Yeah.
And they want to have a pickle, a real pickle, like the kind that really aids in digestion.
What is their purpose of eating it?
Aid the digestion, but they happen to like the taste.
What? I didn't hear.
Someone makes a pickle at the end of the meal, aiding digestion. It's a real pickle.
Pickles aid in some.
Yeah, for sure. So eating the aid in digestion, but they happen to like the taste, but they're really not hungry.
So that you should make a broth.
Even if it's kavana,
what? I can't hear you.
Even if it's kavana, it's good digestion.
Yeah, but it tastes good. It's not. Water is the only one that we look at his kavana purely to determine a bracha. If it's a regular food and he's eating it, and it has food value, it has nutritional value, whatever you want to call it, and he eats it, he makes a bracha. Ha ha ha.